AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.
I'm Jim Crisillo along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Great American Thanksgiving Road Trip is underway.
The pandemic's over. We want to get things back to normal, start enjoying life.
When you fly, then you have to rent a car, then it's gas, then it's this, then it's that. So sometimes driving is really the best option.
AAA predicts 55 million Americans will travel to be with family and friends this holiday week, despite record-high gas prices for this time of year. Jim Crisula, CBS News, along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
You'll be eating big tomorrow, but not shopping big, says KTVT-TV reporter Jack Fink in Dallas.
This year, the big box retailers still aren't opening on Thanksgiving night.
I do not miss that. No, sir.
Venki Shankar, marketing professor at Texas A&M University, says big box retailers and some department stores aren't opening on Thanksgiving because they've expanded online sales.
They don't have to overstaff the retail operations and too hard to find labor at the right prices.
The Black Friday deals are started much earlier, some retailers pushing them out last month.
Police are still looking for why a manager at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, shot and killed six people Tuesday night. CBS's Jeff Pegues is in Chesapeake.
22-year-old Tynika Johnson, who family members say was working to get her first car or an apartment. Her aunt agonizes over the threat Tynika likely didn't anticipate.
But don't teach you what to do if it's your manager. You know, she didn't see that coming. She didn't see a threat from him.
The Justice Department wants to speak to former Vice President Mike Pence, says CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Federal investigators who are looking into what former President Trump did to remain in power want to talk to Pence because he knows what Trump was saying privately in the days leading up to and after January 6th. Pence was forced into hiding at the Capitol during the attack, and he was also under extreme pressure by Trump to block the certification of the Electoral College vote.
Russian forces have launched another large-scale attack on Ukraine's infrastructure. CBS's Chris Livesay is on the ground in Ukraine.
Ukraine's last three fully functional nuclear power plants had to be disconnected from the grid amid the attacks. And at the very same moment, the European Union voted to declare Russia a state sponsor of terror.
Most Federal Reserve officials at their last meeting favored reducing the size of their interest rate hikes, quote, soon. But soon after that meeting, the central bank raised its benchmark rate by a substantial 0.75 point for a fourth straight time. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious. May your pies take the prize. May your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs. Happy Thanksgiving from your friends at WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM and WIRI 105.5 FM. May your Thanksgiving be full of peace, love, and joy.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 30. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Upper 30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
If people start something great in their 40s and 50s, getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, happy hump day to you, my little buddy.
Curdy, happy hump day to you, our fair audience. Evan on the board. It is a wonderful day. We've got a big show ahead. I can't wait to get to it.
Dominic, I always like to think of a title for the show. Here's today's big show. It's the Trump Announcement Hangover Edition. GOP in disarray.
Disarray.
It's sort of gratifying to watch them crumble, isn't it? So quickly after the midterms. They had big hopes, such big aspirations, Dom. And now they've got a party in disarray.
Infighting. They don't know what direction they're going. Pushing, pulling, running, walking, sitting. They don't know. They don't know. And now what? Donald Trump's going to come out and just stick a fork in all of them once again? Oh, this is just unbelievable.
You know, if I were a Republican, and I'm not, thankfully I'm not, my mama raised me right, but if I were, I'd be so ticked that Trump came out before the Georgia runoff. I mean, it's like December 5th. Give it another 2 weeks, for Christ's sake. Nobody's getting on board the Trump train before the Thanksgiving holiday, are they?
I mean, is anybody getting on board the Trump train? I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Wisconsin Republicans backing away. And my understanding, not one sitting congressman, not one sitting senator, not one governor attended Donald Trump's quote-unquote election announcement yesterday.
Dominic, I have a modest confession. I watched the announcement. I told you I wouldn't, but I did.
Why?
He's the rating machine. The ratings machine.
Really? Really? Is he the ratings machine?
Well, actually, what happened?
I mean, the indictments on the trial, I'm sure, will be watched by millions and millions of people.
And that's just right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom, here's what happened. I got sucked into it. I was watching my preferred, you know, cable news channel, MSNBC. And Chris Hayes turned into Alex Witt. And As I'm watching her interview people in the background, well, there's Trump speaking at the podium. And I'm watching, and they're talking about whatever. And no offense to Alex Witt, and I'm sure a fine guest, but I was transfixed by the low energy activity happening in the background. There wasn't any gesticulating. He didn't look like one of those crazy, what are those things, Tom? The wind sock things.
I'm playing one right now on the radio. Arm flailing tube man.
Say it again.
The wacky, wavy, inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah, something like that.
One of those.
We've seen some pretty gesticulating speeches from Donald Trump, and I got to tell you, Dom, I was sucked in. I flipped the channel, at least for a bit, over to the Foxy News. Another confession. I told you I'd never go back, but I turned on Fox News last night. And in the midst of what should have been, you know, a mediocre Hannity show, they were carrying in real time the announcement of Donald Trump. And let's not forget Rupert Murdoch, you know, sort of the owner of the Fox News empire. Well, they've kind of turned on Trump of late.
Yeah, and they said no. National Review posted a piece today. They say no.
Well, before I get into my comments about the less than inspiring speech, Tom, I mean, really, one of the worst I've ever seen Trump give, and that's a low bar. MSNBC never actually turned on any of the words, any of the coverage, kind of like we chose to do here at Civic Media. There was no live playout. CNN took 20 minutes of the Trump speech, and then they had too much, and they left. Fox News held their breath and did 35 minutes of the Trump speech, but Trump went more like an hour.
Of course he did.
So they left the Trump speech and went back to the Hannity, and I didn't actually watch it, the Hannity panelist, because I had already left the Trump speech by that time, Dom.
Which means what? That Hannity had better ratings than Trump did on Trump's speech. Also, to note, and congratulations to the broadcast networks, they did not carry Trump's speech. ABC, NBC, CBS did not. So thank you for that.
Nor the Civic Media Network. I'd like to put ourselves right there with them. But, Dom, you know, ultimately, Badgers tipped off against UW Green Bay. It wasn't even a real good game. It was really a horrible game. But the Badgers ultimately prevailed against a smaller opponent. And it was still more interesting than that Donald Trump speech. It was some bad, hacky, early season, out-of-conference basketball I observed. Wasn't once tempted to flip back to the Trump. But I'm going to punish you and the audience just a little bit.
Oh, no, man.
I got broccoli for everyone. I brought enough
just
for the class.
Just a little bit, yes. This is our civic duty. You can check it off as your community service, you know, for your probation officer.
Only because I want you, the fair audience, to assess just how bad he is. And I don't mean, you know, morally. That's a whole different argument for a different time. But I'm talking about as a public speaker, he's really declined. You know, they crap on Joe Biden all the time. You should hear this guy. Let's do it, Dom. Let's give him a little broccoli covered in Velveeta. Donald
Velveeta.
Trump, his big announcement, my candidacy, cut one.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
I just point out, he'd been talking for like 10 or 15 minutes by then. That wasn't like the lead. He didn't like lead. Here I am announcing. It was lots of quiet rambling. And quite frankly, you could tell he was just irritated. He was reading it off a teleprompter and he was phoning it in. Literally, he was nonplussed. He could care less about the words coming out of his mouth. The only time he was excited, it's when he talked about firing Nancy Pelosi and, you know, when he went off speech, when he went off teleprompter,
right,
You know, you'd see a little bit, and he did some weird voice at one point, you know, and I do the Trump voice, which sounds to everyone like a weird voice. But when Trump does a weird voice, it was like the most compelling part of the 9 minutes of the speech I watched. But anyways, a little bit more, because if I suffered, so will you. Yeah. With cut number two, if you played for the people, E-Bone.
This will not be my campaign.
This will be
our campaign.
Oh, see what he did there? Our campaign. You.
You.
Mr. Hand.
If I can, you know, give someone the liability and pass it around to all of us, you know, that'd be great.
Donald Trump sounded more like a socialist all the time, didn't he? More from the big announcement at Mar-a-Lago last night. Sort of a gilded gold room, flanked by 20 U.S. flags on either side. I'm just glad he didn't hump any of the flags.
And none of the kids, and no congressmen, no senators, no governors. Was there anybody even from the Republican Party there?
It reminded me sort of like a New Year's Eve party. If like the drunken host had grabbed the microphone
and said he's
droned on for an hour and at a couple of points, you know, he's buying nice drinks, so you clap for him. But I mean, it was really worse than like a father-in-law speech at a wedding.
Kind of what you would say, perhaps pathetic.
I would say as a public speaking exercise, it was damn bad.
Oh, let's hear more. Let's hear more of the public speaking exercise, how damn bad and pathetic it is. Here you go, people. Cut number three, please, Evan.
We will do whatever it takes to bring back honesty, confidence, and trust in our elections. To eliminate cheating, I will immediately demand voter ID, same-day voting, and only paper ballots. France just had an election. 36 million people voted. It was all done by 10 o'clock in the evening. No complaints. We want all votes counted by election night. They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Are you kidding me? It's been over 2 years. You still can't forget it. You whine about it constantly. At one point, he made the point to his, you know, it was like a bunch of frat boys and hangers-oners hanging around at Mar-a-Lago. And he made the...
Hey, don't forget the sorority sisters, man.
Well, you know, if they had good sense, they're not hanging out at Mar-a-Lago, but... He gave this uninspiring speech, and it was like a chock full of lies. Like he wasn't even trying to tell the truth at many of the times during the speech.
Like he ever tries to tell the truth. Trump just says what comes. I mean, if he's not on
no, I'm telling you, even the script, even the scripted part was just like, let's just throw some lies in there. I'm just going to make it up. Believe me, he was making it up. Cut number four, if you would, please. The corridors of power.
We are Americans, and we do not have to endure what has taken place in Washington, D.C. This is our country, our government, and the corridors of power, they're our corridors. They're not their corridors. These are our
corridors.
Corridors.
I heard it.
To take those corridors back.
I heard it in real time. I thought he was referencing, like, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter? Like, what Carters do you take issue with? They're my Carters. I'm like...
Corridors.
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 I know, dude. It was... I mean, that might be Long Island Trump, but...
They're not... Listen, they're the people's, right? And we had an election 2 years ago, and you got your ass kicked, man. They tossed you out. Then you attacked because you were no longer going to be able to walk through those corridors of power.
Well, you didn't hear him go through his successes in the midterms, Tom. He's claiming a record of like 99-1 or something. It's like 220-12 or something. Like he endorsed every congressman in America. They won, but only the winners. If I didn't endorse you, you're a loser.
If we do well, then I will take all the credit. And if we do poorly, I will take none of the blame. Of course, he's a narcissist. And he's doing this, of course, because he thinks in some twisted way that he can get in front of an indictment that this would stop justice. Come on, man. That's just asinine thinking.
You keep saying he's not running. He is running. In fact, the legitimacy of this presidential run, he's already filed his federal paperwork. If your thought is this is your get out of jail free card. This might be the only campaign where he dots all the I's and crosses all the T's because he so desperately needs to be a candidate to his own rationale.
For what? It doesn't do him any good.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, highs around 48, cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night, lows around 30, overcast. Clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 43, 48 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for your take. If you got any comments about Donald Trump acting like he's going to run for president just to fool Crudy and a bunch of the suckers to give up their money, thinking perhaps he can hold off indictments in one, two, or three different states, I'm telling you, it ain't happening. But yes, he did say he's going to, but I'm telling you right now, by the end of this year, I will slam dunk a basketball. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I'm not clear when faced. You sound like a rigged election guy at this point. Like, it's a big lie. Once you declare and you file federal paperwork, didn't tell you he was going to win the presidency again. I just told you the man was running for president. I've been telling you this for 2 years, and you've been denying it. The day comes, the evidence stares you in the face, and you claim it didn't happen.
Crudy, you said the words came out of your own mouth. You can claim to be doing something. You didn't go through this process. He's not running for president.
He did take the legal step to run for the presidency, and actually to his own financial detriment. So I do absolutely agree with you. He thinks this is a get-out-of-jail-free card, but he absolutely is running for the presidency because he needs a get out of jail free card. I just don't think he's on the right course, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. We'll have a fine former U.S. prosecutor, James Santel, on Friday's show, you know, to clarify who's right or more right.
Listen, I understand. I understand, and I can appreciate that the formal process that Donald Trump may have filled out the application and done that. He stood up and told people he's running. He's announcing his campaign for president. Okay. But he's not running for president.
RNC,
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's a hustle.
Legal fees.
It's a grift.
If it's a hustle,
so what?
He picked the wrong hustle because now he's subject to campaign caps. He's subject to being cut off by the RNC because they can't show favoritism to the former president because he's not the top of the party anymore. Now, anyone that runs, right? So they cut him off. So they cost him millions in legal fees. Probably cost him millions more in the slush fund that is the Save America PAC, because now he's got to ask for direct donations to the campaign. So this is a financial loser for him. He had a better deal going on when he just ripped the people.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think if you tell your lemmings, like Donald Trump has his cult members, that he's running for president and he can send out those particular emails again, because what's the grift now? How is Donald Trump going to raise any money whatsoever? I mean, I'd rather raise 80% of what I normally would have raised because I got to pay the man or I can't do it or got a reporter or there's limitations than get 0% because I have no reason to get you people to give me money.
They had no reason the last time to give him $120 million, but he's been collecting the money by the gobs. Our pal, John, sent us a little missive. New York Post, that's also a Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
They acknowledged, sort of, at the very bottom of the front page of the paper, it says, Florida man makes announcement. A little taunt, if you know what I'm saying. Dom, another little taunt. And this one, I think, perhaps a fun little exercise. Maybe the audience can participate. 844-967-2789. Alexandria Petri over at the Washington Post. Announcements from Donald Trump that would actually be a surprise. You want to help me on these? These are fun. Yeah, yeah. Now, here are some things that if Donald Trump had gotten up last night and made any of these announcements, this would be news. Donald Trump steps to the podium. Donald Trump says, I have a stunning announcement to make. I spent part of my day imagining the internal world of another person.
Very surprising.
Another
one. Expect that from Donald Trump. How about this one, Crudy? Donald Trump steps to the podium. I read a book, he announces, for pleasure.
Donald Trump steps to the podium. He smiles. Today I met an associate, someone savory, with a lot of above board business dealings, a top feeder, someone whom other people want to work with because he is competent and not crooked. We had a nice lunch.
Donald Trump steps to the podium, gives everyone a big thumbs up. Today, he announces, I changed a baby's diaper. He waits for the cheers to die down. It was a mess, but I was a good sport about it.
I heard normally the people change Donald Trump's diaper.
Oh.
Another one. Again, this is an opinion piece. He didn't actually say this. Donald Trump steps to the podium. Today, I compensated the copyright owner of a song I played at my rally.
Yeah. Donald Trump steps to the podium. He waits for the applause to die down. Today, I loved and was loved in return.
Well, clearly, that's an act of fiction. More here. Donald Trump steps to the podium. I just read up about the office of the presidency. And, well, I was laboring under some big misapprehensions about exactly what its powers were and how it worked. King is different, it turns out. Whoops, I owe many people a huge apology.
Donald Trump steps to the podium. He heaves a heavy sigh. I have had enough attention, he says. I am done now.
Here's another one, Dom. Donald Trump steps up to the podium. He blows into the microphone. Make sure it's working. I saw the billionaires who were taking the pledge to give their fortunes away. I wanted to take the pledge too, but when we looked into my finances more closely, it turned out that my only value was myself. So I'm giving that away. I'm going to spend the rest of my years in service to my community.
Crudy, I denounce racism and anti-Semitism, Donald Trump says, and not in a winking way. I would like to begin by apologizing to President Barack Obama and continue by apologizing to hundreds, thousands of others. But words are hollow. To undo the damage I have done will require work.
Dom, I'm jumping ahead near the bottom here. Alexandria Petri having a little fun at the announcement of Donald Trump. Donald Trump steps to the podium. I keep making remarks about Joe Biden's age, but then I started counting back from the year that it is now to the year that it is when I was born, and I decided that if I took my age-related concerns seriously, I'd better not run for office either. Last one, Dom. You got her?
I have discovered something.
Buddy.
I have discovered something I can do that will benefit mankind, Donald Trump says, and I'm going to do that. I understand that atonement is a path. For me to expect people to give me credit for having changed would be too much to ask. I don't want credit. I just want some small way to undo what I have done. I realize that this is impossible, but it will be the one work of my life to make a beginning. That's all I can do. Make a beginning.
Dom, we would all watch that announcement speech. Come back. Your phone calls could be next. 844-96. Always a party up in here.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sending good wishes to you and your family this holiday season. Good food that fills your table, good health as you work hard, and good times with family and friends. May you have all the best delights in life and feel the gratitude of the season. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Thanksgiving.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 30. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Upper 30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
A stem winder when they got to bar the exits. You know, like people are trying to leave the room. No, you've got to stay.
Well, how would that roll with you, Curdy? You know, it's one thing to be in a
press box. Oh, I'm transfixing, man. I'd own that crowd. They'd be eating out of my palms.
No, what if you wanted to leave? No, you can't leave this speech. No, I want to leave. No, you can't. But what? I mean, how does that end? You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of my way. I'm leaving. You know what I mean? This is not the White House. This is a golf resort by the ocean.
His golf resort. You're in for the speech. You're in for the whole speech, baby. I demand utter loyalty.
Yes, of course he does.
All we demand is like 2 hours a day.
Yeah,
Devil's advocates.
You can do it.
A little bit more here. Trump's announcement, which comes as he continues to face dual criminal investigations around his role in the plots to overturn the 2020 election, and the stash of highly classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago, is the culmination of months of hints that the former president would try to retake the office from Joe Biden in 2024. One more quote here, Dom. The announcement also comes as polls say his popularity within the GOP has plunged. One new poll shows the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a one-time Trump acolyte and potential 2024 rival, surging past him in multiple states. Trump's insiders had reportedly urged him to delay his announcement. Some have worried that it could complicate GOP efforts to get out the vote in Georgia. He didn't give a damn about that, where a runoff will determine whether Democrats hold a 50 or 51 seat majority in the Senate. And according to another report, many Republican voters are unhappy with Trump's new run, fearing that it could split the party and hurt their chances in 2024. Dom, the Republican Party's in disarray.
It is in total disarray, Curdy, and it's getting worse by the day. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Tom from McFarland, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hello. Sorry to disagree with you, Dom, but Coot's right.
Always.
Trump is going to run. And the simple fact, actually, it's a pretty smart move for him from his perspective. Trump is better than anybody at playing the court of public opinion. And that's exactly where he's shooting for right now. And all of that playmanship is going to be coming as president. If the DOJ decides to go forward with indictments, and I really hope that they do, he's going to have the House Republicans, who will be controlling the House, they will be screaming, holy hell, which will add to the chaos that Trump will be putting in as far as the victimhood.
So I want to be clear here, Tom. Your position is that what? Trump runs, gets indicted, that will unify the Republicans in the House?
What did the Mar-a-Lago search warrant do?
He already has the Trump Republicans that he's going to use to run chaos. That's going to be the whole point of it. It's all part of that whole court. Look at some of the callers like CJ. It doesn't matter what Trump does. In their mind, he's the second coming, and he will be the second coming, and that's the only thing that they're going to accept, and Trump knows that. So he's going to be playing that to the full extent possible. And the only way that this works, this whole grift works, is if he fulfills what they expect, which is the presidency. So it's not a matter of uniting the Republican Party. He really doesn't care about the Republican Party, as evidenced by the fact that he announced his run yesterday.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You say that the Republicans in the House are going to get all up in arms if Garland comes out with an indictment, or perhaps the state of Georgia. To what end, then, Tom?
All they have to do is start defunding the Department of Justice. They have the power of the purse strings, if nothing else, the Congress does.
And the other thing we saw in the primary,
still got to get signed.
Trump is still very popular. He is incredibly popular within the primaries. And that's what he's banking on, that within the primaries, he's going to be able to bloody his way through and bludgeon his way through. And then once he's the nominee again, he's counting on McConnell's to go with them. Well, you know, it's the best we can. In fact, McConnell's already said that he would not be happy with Trump being the nominee. But whomever the Republican nominee is, that's who we're going to support.
Tom, you made many excellent points. The most important excellent point is that Crudy is right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a proper analogy. What if I say, like, I'm going to college, right? I'm going to go to college.
Did you enroll in college and pay the tuition?
I enrolled in college, yes.
Did you pay the tuition?
I enrolled in college. I paid the tuition. I'm going to college.
You're in college.
I haven't gotten to college yet. I took the prepped the steps. I put the application in. I got the fund. I set the check. I'm going to college.
That sounds a lot like how I went to college.
Right. And until you go to college, you're not going to college, man. Donald Trump, I get it, and I appreciate I'm not doing this as a non-believer, man. I mean, I get that he went through the steps, but it's part of the hustle, man. I mean, it's more than just filling out paperwork, man. You got to actually, like, campaign at some point, right? Now, how are you going to do that?
He's going to campaign constantly. That's all the man does. Are you kidding me? He doesn't have a job. He doesn't work. All he does is campaign and, you know, endorse and crap on Truthy
Social. All right, so you think now Donald Trump, instead of just doing the Donald Trump rallies, he's now going to start going around and doing campaigns. You think this is now he's going to actually engage?
As much as Donald Trump ever campaigned, and Donald Trump's entire campaign formula is go talk trash about his opponents, go on Foxy News or whatever righty-whitey talk source will have him, and of course campaign rallies. That'll be the entirety of the next 2 years of his life. Yes, he's in. That's entirely what he does now. Are you kidding me? How did that differ his lifestyle? Other than the fact he filed federal paperwork, he cut off a couple of his financial streams, which you know has got to gall the man. But he's doing so, of course, because he does think, A, if he's a candidate and he's prosecuted, he'll get a little bit of cover. And I think,
but what is that? Okay, so help me to understand what you think that cover is.
Well, the cover is the veiled threats of incitement of violence by lone wolves. The cover is that I'm going to turn the nation against you.
The threats of lone wolf attacks
or mobs
would influence a Department of Justice opinion whether or not to prosecute someone based on the evidence at hand.
I think it is certainly his endeavor to try and chill their thoughts.
I understand the endeavor. We know his endeavor was to overthrow the government the last time he lost. We know what his endeavor is. So my question to you is, do you believe the Department of Justice would be swayed by that?
I think that they have to consider the fact that the indictment of Donald Trump will lead to violence on some level. I don't know what, but it will lead to at least some sort of lone wolf, you know, guy trying to hammer
again,
Nancy Pelosi with a hammer.
We've already had it, man. They attacked the Capitol.
What's going to happen once they
attack?
What happens when they indict
all right,
the cult leader?
Listen, it's already happening. The question is,
they haven't indicted
do you think
the
that
cult
influences?
Leader yet.
I'm sorry?
They haven't indicted the cult leader yet. No, I don't think it should. No, I don't think it'll prevent Merrick Garland. I don't
exactly.
think he's fearful of prosecuting. But I think Donald Trump will use it as a legitimate threat. And I think he will activate people if he is able, if he is indicted. I think he will incite violence. If he could turn violence against the judge or the prosecutors individually, I mean, just as human beings. If the former president of the United States turned his, you know, 4 million Truthy Social followers, or maybe he gets back on Twitter and he's got 81 million followers, there's some goofballs. There's some oddballs. There's some lone wolves in that crew, right?
Yeah,
and some Proud Boys and some
Oath Keepers. Prosecuting the January 6th insurrection. Yes,
so
there's plenty of them out there.
Would it shock you if Donald Trump used the backdrop of a political run, said they're prosecuting me because I'm running for the presidency?
No, it would not shock me. But if
turn the mob on the court.
It would not shock me, no. But, of course, that's not the case. I mean, he's being investigated prior to his quote-unquote run for office.
So, it's not the case
until
he's indicted.
Man, but if he's indicted in the next 30 to 90 days, as some people are reporting, you know, it's going to really put a dent in the campaign schedule.
I'm not clear that it will. I'm not clear that he would stop campaigning whatsoever. The guy's under criminal investigation on like four different sides. He's under civil investigation and court cases on every side. Ellen yes. Weisselberg, the former CFO of the Trump Organization, said effectively,
no, he's still employed.
I've been cooking the books and they never even fired me because I was doing so at the direction of Donald Trump. That was testified to in open court yesterday. Didn't stop Donald Trump from making his announcement last night.
Now, do you think that as this testimony continues to roll out
that's a civil case that could blow up Trump Org, that could blow up his real estate empire, could blow up because of that civil case in New York State. And he's still out there on the very same day that Weisselberg's given testimony against him. He's making a presidential announcement. That is the act of a desperate man.
Desperate, yes.
Absolutely
very,
running for president.
Very, very desperate.
Because if he wins before he's convicted, he can fire all the prosecutors. He can take out the whole Department of Justice. If he can take out Comey, you don't think he's going to take out Merrick Garland?
Just so that's interesting. So you think that would of course cause a constitutional crisis, because you cannot have a person under active investigation, under active court. Perhaps by that time there could be testimony given in court. And if Donald Trump were to all of a sudden somehow quote unquote win, which of course he's not because he's not running, if he were to win, how do you think that plays out, man? There's no freaking way. There's no way. You're not gonna stop the investigation. You're not gonna stop a trial because a guy gets elected, man. This is the wheels already in motion. I do not think so.
You think you're gonna get Donald Trump to trial between now and election day? You think you're gonna get a conviction in a federal court between now and election day, November of 2024? Good luck with that.
Well,
the delays,
I don't know, man.
The claims of executive privilege, the claims
of... Yeah, they're already playing out, man. It's already playing out.
Not in regards to any criminal indictment.
They've used those go-tos, dude.
And they're going to use them all again because the delayed
tactic... Kemp had to testify yesterday, man. Lindsey Graham, does he got to testify? Is that next week? Who's testifying next week, dude?
Well,
I mean, these things are still ongoing.
Move faster. And those state charges cannot be pardoned because let's not forget, the guy wins the presidency. He could pardon himself on crimes already committed. He could pardon, you know, if he can pardon Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, he can pardon himself. He'd certainly take that and run that one up the flagpole as well. So you can sit there smugly, my little buddy.
I'm telling
you. And act like he's not running, but everything about this action says he must run to his own opinion because that's the only thing keeping his ass out of the pokey. And he has not been indicted yet. So all these delayed tactics, those were not in criminal cases. No one has charged him with a crime yet. But when that comes, he's going to incite a mob.
844-967-2789. And the DOJ is not going to stop their duties, I mean, because of some gangster's mob, man. You just line them up with the rest of the insurrectionists. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for
us?
Hey,
Dick.
Hey, your last caller brought up something that jogged my memory before I get to... what I was going to say. What happened to Red Wave CJ?
Oh, he's been around. I've seen him. I've hung up on him rapidly in the last
I think he called yesterday or the day before, Dick.
You know, I told him, you know.
I'm sorry. I've had company this week, brother-in-law from Boston, so I haven't been listening.
Okay,
quite much,
then here's your assignment, Dick. Go to the civicmediaus.us and download the podcast and get caught up, Dick. That's your holiday. I mean, you know, over the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's the assignment.
I'll get right on it. But to last night's Trump thing, you guys are too young to remember this, but they used to play these 20-minute shorts of the Little Rascals on this afternoon cartoon show when I was a kid in the 60s. And they had an episode called Pay As You Exit. And they put on a little show. And if you liked it, you paid. And if you didn't, you didn't. Well, you left. Well, last night, they took it to an extreme, didn't they? They locked the doors and kept you in.
Dick, short on time. Come on back with us where the devil's advocates. He's Spanky. I'm out.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 33. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, lows level off around 30, cloudy. Low 40s Friday, upper 40s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I see a headline at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources, and we will get there in a moment. Mike Pence refuses January 6th interview. Congress has no right to my testimony.
How about the American people, Mikey? He wrote a book.
Trump wanted to hang your ass. And your greatest fear is you're going to somehow off-put the Trump supportive when you run for president? Because otherwise, I mean, I tell you what, if a guy wanted my ass hung, if a guy was tweeting at me while the insurrection, while the mob was at my door, I might want to tell someone about it. Very brave, these Republicans. Did I mention your disarray?
This is terrible. Like, no courage, right? That's like one of my C's, man. The three C's. No courage.
844-967-2789. Our new pal, Bill from Muscaday. Welcome back, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? I appreciate the dialogue that you offer us hillbillies out here in Muscaday.
Well, you only say that because your name's Bill. Bill, do you see the Trump announcement last night, man? I seem to remember you're a little conservative. Are you Trump supportive? Is he your guy in 2024?
Or is it DeSantis, Bill?
Well, I'm aware that Trump, he's lost a little bit of his steam. However, you know, he is approaching 80 years old. So what's he, 78, something like that?
He's not much behind Joe Biden. I mean, they're both kind of chugging along to octogenarianism, Bill. But, you know, I'm not trying to be ageist. I'm just saying he ain't the ratings machine he once was.
He's 76 years
but
old. Birthday June 14th.
Just want to give a shot to my man, Trump. Now, when he left office, it cost me $70 to fill up my pickup truck today, which is a lot of money.
It is.
Now, when Trump left office, gas was $1.89 a gallon. LP was, liquid petroleum was $1.24 a gallon. And diesel was under $2.35 a gallon.
But, Bill, we had the pandemic and the shut-ins, economy. Right? Well, no doubt, sir, but you recall that we had a pandemic and people were locked in their homes and it drove down demand for petroleum products at the gas pumps. It was more than that earlier in Trump's presidency, and through the pandemic cycle, it plummeted because demand plummeted, the economy plummeted, and then it has recovered. And obviously we've got inflation going on here, Bill, but you know, You can't really give Trump credit for low gas prices.
Not only were the circumstances of the economy in the tank under Trump, Bill, because that's the fact, Donald Trump, and you can look at it, also did a deal, I believe, with Russia and the Saudis to limit production. They purposely, the demand fell. They wanted to limit production because, of course, they weren't making the money. Well, now things turn around. Part of the supply cycle and problems that we are having, well, they limited demand. So, of course, or they limited the production. Demand goes back up. Well, there goes our prices, Bill. And so not only was he part of it during the pandemic and his dismal reaction to it, he literally cut a deal with those producers to make it more expensive for us now.
And it has been a worldwide spike, Bill. I mean, there's a Ukrainian war going on. The Russians invaded, sir. It's not just that gas went up at Quick Trip. Gas went up all across the world, sir.
But that's got nothing to do with Uncle Slow Joe cutting the Keystone Pipeline.
Yes,
the
very that's true.
That that's correct. That has nothing to do with
that. He took office. He cut the pipeline.
So he cut a pipeline that hadn't been constructed yet. So he didn't actually change any output levels currently experienced under Trump.
Oh, so everything's just fine. So how come interest rates were at 3% for a home loan?
Well, that's the
now
Fed,
they've
buddy.
Escalated I mean, to 7%.
Bill,
and the housing market is in dire straits, and your guy's off in Saudi Arabia kissing their ass for gas.
Come on, man. Bill, I saw Donald Trump doing the hands on the globe and the sword dancing with him, Bill. Don't tell me, man. They let Bonesaw off the hook, Bill. I mean, the Saudis gave Trump's kid $2 billion to run a fund he never did. Don't talk to me about that, man.
Well, how much did the Chinese give Biden's kid?
It's supposed to be like $4 or $5 billion, but it was a lot less than Jared Kushner got.
Come on, man.
You're starting to sound like our boy Earl, Bill. Bill, any other thoughts before we move on?
No. Hey, you guys hang in there. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Hillbilly for Muscadet. 844-967-2789. Just played old Millie for Madison. Welcome, Millie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Millie.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
You know, I'm just sort of reflecting on Spiro Agnew, and I know he wasn't the president, but he was the VP, and he was investigated actually during his VP tenure.
Well, he was taking bags of cash, wasn't he?
Yeah, bribery, tax
fraud. In the White House.
And they brought him to the, I think it was when he was governor of Maryland, and they forced his hand, and he eventually resigned. He was charged with a felony. So, you know, perhaps that's what will happen.
And
with
what
Trump.
Did?
There's no way Trump will win.
I agree with you in that assessment. But what did Agnew effectively do? He traded a resignation of the vice presidency for immunity from prosecution. Can you see where Trump might get a bright idea here?
Yeah. Although somebody did say to me, well, but how can the DOJ bring charges against Trump when he's running for president? And I said, it doesn't matter if he's running for president. I mean, that means any criminal who murdered or committed any kind of crime could just run for office and say, hey, I'm immune.
Right?
And that is not going to happen. So.
No, that's not going to happen.
And he's not going to win, Millie, but he could be a very disruptive force in the GOP primary, and that's why the GOP is in disarray.
Well, he is a disruptive force. There's no doubt about it. I know we have some callers holding, but perhaps they can be patient, Crudy, because I got an update from Fox News.
Update us.
Former Wisconsin resident, Paul Ryan.
Yes.
This is what he had to say on the Foxies today. When asked whether Trump's reelection pitch to voters was compelling, Ryan said, no. Trump announced, of course, he's running. No, because I think the evidence is really clear. With Trump, we lose. With somebody else, we're going to win. We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency and the Senate in 20. We didn't get the Senate in the midterms, and we got a small majority in the House, largely because of Trump. There are other factors, but I think the main takeaway here is the evidence is crystal clear. Trump is costing us elections, and we know that there's a great generation of capable conservatives who are more than capable of winning the general election than Donald Trump, and I think one of those people will be our nominee and probably win the White House, Ryan told Fox News.
That's not true, though. I mean, there were like 17 Republicans that ran against Trump, including Scott Wanker Walker, right? They all paled in comparison, because when Donald Trump starts leveling his insults, man, he's going to bare-knuckle his way
it's
through the
field. It's old news now. It's old news, and he has a track record and, of course, an insurrection. We are the Devil's Advocates going to break comebacks 844-967-2789.
Yeah, but that's why they love him.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation.
At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org
today. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.